Hey, 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 today is Unleash Day. If you've been listening this week, we're talking Unblock, Unfold, Unleash, which is the tagline for my beloved Verge Yoga. This tagline dropped into my consciousness in 2004 and has not left my heart. It's about this process, this practice, this journey of awakening, the journey of shifting beyond the busy mind, the journey of getting to know our true nature and our natural state. Unblock, unfold, unleash. What is unleash? Unleashing is the release. It is the pinnacle. It is the summit. It is that moment of sensing into yourself and knowing who you are, remembering your brilliance, remembering your light, remembering the joy that is your birthright to experience. But things get in the way. Shit happens. And you know what? The obstacles that get in the way are to be embraced and I can't think of the word. But to be in gratitude for these obstacles, I know that sounds so cliche and so new agey, but it's true, because without resistance, without any obstacles in the way, we don't truly appreciate the journey. So as a yoga teacher, I often remind students, don't envy the flexible ones, right? We have these students, mostly women, I call them flexi-lexis, right? They are so flexible and limber that they could put their foot behind their head in their first yoga practice, right? We don't want to envy that, because guess what? There's no resistance in the way for these students to play, to discover, to work with. Right, we want to work with the clay. We want to take the clay that's hard and start to knead it into soft clay so we can start to create on our own. If you can drop your forehead to your knee in the first breath, then you're going to continue to seek further and further. And oftentimes, these students, they overstretch, right? They overstretch their tendons and ligaments. So the tension, the tightness, the blocks, the obstacles are there for us to explore. Unleashing are those moments, those orgasmic moments when we have that remembrance of the brilliance of who we are. So it's those moments, those unrestrained moments beyond the patterns that hold us back, the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, karmic patterns that hold us back, hold us down, make us play small. So how do we unleash? Well, we often have to go through the process of unblocking, of unfolding and allowing for that which is ready to be revealed or emerge to come through. And in the release is this surge of energy, the clarity, the aliveness, the moments of awe that take our breath away. And it could be the simplest, most ordinary moments, everyday moments of release in the shower, right? I have that release, that unleashing of the suffering in many ways in the shower. In solitude, in silence, in stillness, in my yoga practice, in my meditation practice, in my walk in the woods, in the moments of just journaling or pausing to take in some sunshine. This stuff isn't complicated, my friend, and it's free. So allowing for the release of the holding back. I have a tattoo. It is a Celtic knot. It's also called the triversal something or other. I don't know. I don't get bogged down in that kind of stuff. But my tattoo that sits on my wrist came to me in a meditation years ago. And it symbolizes for me, this word, mukti, mukti, M-U-K-T-I, mukti. I believe it's a Sanskrit word, and it, the definition of mukti is freedom from the bondage of suffering. Freedom from the bondage of suffering. It's a reminder that there is a moment, a glimpse, a space in time where I can experience the freedom beyond my physical suffering, my mental suffering, my emotional suffering. Not to say I live there all the time. Again, we want those obstacles, that resistance, to help us to see clearly, to help us to play, to practice with. But this mukti and this symbol for me is just a reminder that there is a place beyond it, and it's available. It's just beyond or behind all of these patterns that we think are holding us back. Mukti. So play with this today, my friends, this sense of unleashing, this sense of allowing yourself to experience it because it's ready to break through in any moment. It truly is. Unblock, unfold, unleash. This has been a lot. I'm cramming a lot here in these 6 minutes or less this week, but they really are just reminders for you to remember who you are. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love you for being here with me. Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget to drop into the links and to engage with me to pick up that mental fitness protocol that is hot off the presses for me right now. Right? This content is new and emerging for me. So I'd love to share it with you. Grab them, share this with a friend, offer me a review, and go out there and shine your light so brightly that others say, hey, what is going on with you? I want some of what you're having. That's how we share. Take care. Ahem.